We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Obviously, that was not very pretty in any aspect. As I told the football team afterwards, you know, I don't care. Offense, defense, special teams, it wasn't good enough. As I always say, you're going to make your biggest improvements from week one to week two. It's one football game. I'm not worried about one football game. It will not change the rest of the season and what our goals are. We've been in this position before. But basically, we'll go back and watch the tape. But we didn't make enough plays. I mean, we miss throws. We drop balls. We don't protect the quarterback. We don't tackle as well as we need to. And it starts with me. I got to do a better job getting them ready. I thought, you know, emotionally and physically they were ready to go. We had guys open, you know, in the passing game. We had what we wanted. We just didn't, you know, you got to connect. And, we came out obviously throwing the ball, which was our plan. We wanted to do that. We knew the box would be stacked up pretty good, and it was. And we had guys open, and we got to make those plays. But that's something that I think our football team will learn from and, again, make those improvements. So, questions. Hard to win a football game when you have a block punt and two interceptions, and you got two short fields. I mean, it's 14 points right there. I mean, that's the game right there when they got to go 20 yards. So, questions.
Pat, how much do you think the offensive struggles were part of just kind of getting used to the offense and then kind of just taking?
You know, I mean, we can make all kinds of excuses why, but I mean, that's obviously one of them. Next one is make plays. I don't know, but you know, you certainly got to look at new offense, new terminology, new stuff, and then you got to make plays. So I can point to probably 10 things. And after I watch the tape, I'll probably point to 20 things. But we got to, you know, everybody's got to make plays. We weren't as crisp and clean as we needed to be. And it's a good football program. So I give Bronco and Virginia credit. The quarterback's a good player, made some plays with his feet. We got to him early. We didn't get to him later. I think we got 3 sacks in the first half. And we got 0 in the second half. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it was any adjustments. I don't think they changed much. It's hard to tell out there really what they did, but you know, I think it's more about what we did, not what they did.
How much do you think it was Virginia's defense playing very well against you guys, and how much do you think it was the pass protection lacking and the inability to maybe pick up some blitzes in the second half?
Yeah, it's always a little bit of both. I mean, you know, one play, two guys are coming through, so obviously good scheme, you know, but that's what happens when you're throwing it a little bit more is they're going to be coming after you a little bit more. So that goes with the territory. We got to learn how to, you know, pick that stuff up. And, you know, Kenny took some hits today. We can't let our quarterback take hits like that.
You then threw an interception, two different points in the game. How much of that do you think that had something to do with each other, the sack followed by an interception?
You know, he was trying to make a play, and, you know, you're talking about the one down at about the probably the 35-yard line. Down in the closed end there, Champions Club end. You know, I mean, they're all together. I mean, I think, you know, you try to make a play, you take a sack, you want to go make a play the next play, and he thought he had an open receiver, and linebacker jumped in front of it.
The running game never really got going. Was that kind of part of the game plan to pass more, or just how the game played out?
Part of the game plan was just to throw it a little bit more, and again, each week we'll have a little bit different what we want to do, I guess, offensively. But, you know, we did some nice things at times, and, you know, shoot, Kenny ran the ball well, you know, just scrambled, but that's really not the run game.
Did you think about using Vincent Davis a little more earlier in the game or not?
Not really. You know, we were struggling really just pass protection, disappointed with our pass protection with our running backs. I mean, AJ, you know, saw a corner coming at times, didn't pick it up as physical as we'd like to, and it's not Quadriolis or Darren Hall over there protecting. So, you know, Vince is a littler guy, and he's not a pass protector guy right now. He will be, but he's right now he's not there. You know, I don't know. Just, you know, I mean, he threw some balls in the dirt, even the first play. I mean, throws in the dirt really went the wrong way. So it's just first game jitters, I guess. He's going to have to, you know, relax and do a good job. But got a lot of faith in Kenny.
As a coach, Pat, what steps do you take to make sure a loss in a game like this would be in the season opener against the divisional opponent? What steps do you take to make sure that the effects of this loss don't linger too much? Is that too deflated?
Craig, that's football. That's life. I mean, if we look in the rearview mirror, we're in big trouble. So we need to look forward, and we'll put this thing to rest tomorrow afternoon, and we'll move on to Ohio and work on them so it won't linger.
Any final questions?
I think the pass rush didn't get as to Bryce Perkins as much in the second half. We did pretty well in the first, but it didn't. But
why?
Was it something that their offensive line did?
Yeah, maybe you know. We'll look at it. We'll see what we were doing and how we were. You know, I don't think we were tired. I don't think, you know, I think we're in shape. We'll see what they did. You know, maybe it comes down to execution. I mean, they hit a couple third downs where we jump out of coverage. We got a guy running up on the quarterback, and they throw it over your head. I mean, there was just some stuff out there, guys, that can't happen, you know, if you want to play championship defense.
Okay. Coach, thank you very much. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.